Yes, we have a great weekend for you right here on WIBG.
It's Bobby Emmons with music and memories.
Wow, wow, wow!
And speaking of great memories, we have some to share with you right now with our very special guest, Little Anthony, along with the Imperials, right here on the Wibbage Reunion.
Oh, IBWIBG, Wibbage.
That's right, Anthony. How's it going?
Oh, I'm fine. How you doing, Bobby?
I'm doing great, Anthony. Let's go all the way back to the beginning of Little Anthony and the Imperials, and tell us how you guys got your start.
Well, you know, that's all. Like I told you before we even put that thing on, you see, the first thing go when you get old is your mind. I changed these stories so many times. See if I can get one that sounds really. It was just the back when, what, so long ago. I was in school, high school, singing with all kinds of different groups and stuff back in 55, 56. And the rest of the guys lived in my neighborhood, Ernest and Clarence and all of them. And they lived in the same neighborhood in Sammy. And so we all knew each other. And we all hung out and stuff. Like, that was a thing to do. Like, you have all these little rap groups today and all that kind of stuff. Well, in those days, it was singing groups. And it was just normal. I mean, it was a thing you did. Either you did that or you were in the street getting yourself in trouble somewhere. So we sang. And it was a natural progression to kind of hook up together. And that's how it started.
Okay, Anthony, I know you said your mind is the first thing to go, but you guys had your first big, big hit with Tears on My Pillow. Can you remember anything about that recording session?
I'm going to let Ernest tell you about that because he's got a better memory when it comes to stuff like that. He knows details of Tears on My Pillow, and he says things that I don't even remember. So,
okay, Ernest, I guess it's your turn to tell us just a little bit about Tears on My Pillow.
Well, first of all, hello to the listeners. We started back in the 50s. Public school, singing on the corners, a couple of guys get together, we start singing. We said, hey, let's form a group, and it's a story that many groups can tell you in the business, you know. And you asked Anthony about Tears on My Pillow. That was a song given to us one day by the director of the company. But we were going in to record two sides that we had previously rehearsed. At the time of our rehearsal, he also gave us this demo as we were coming out the door after rehearsal of the two songs we were going to do, Two People in the World and another side, Uptempo Side. When we got into the studio, the song I was singing, it didn't sound right. My voice wasn't coming over vocally, you know, the way the director of the company wanted to hear it. So he says, by the way, he said, do you guys have the demo that I gave you just before you guys were leaving the office after rehearsal? He says, did you ever do anything with that song? We said, no, you just gave it to us and we came here. He says, get the song. He went and got the song. We stopped the session and we rehearsed the song for a couple of minutes, which was Tears on My Pillow, our biggest hit record, or one of the biggest, our trademark hit record. And we recorded it, and then that's why you're here now.
Well, Ernest, without further ado, let's give it a listen right here on the Wibbage Reunion. Little Anthony along with the Imperials, Tears on My Pillow right here on WIBG.
In my heart, caused by you. Love is not a gadget. Love is not a toy. When you find the one you love, she'll fill your heart with joy. If we could start anew, I wouldn't hesitate. in my heart caused by you.
You.
Oh.
You.
Oh.
You.
Tears on my pillow, my very special guest, little Anthony Ernest, and of course Sammy Strain, who we'll hear from momentarily. So don't touch that dial.
The delicious difference in parquet is the extra good goodness of Kraft.
This is the parquet song. Hum it while you spread parquet's flavor. Flavor is the delicious difference in parquet margarine. And parquet gives you that special extra Kraft goodness, quality.
The delicious difference in parquet is the extra good goodness of Kraft.
Let's go, 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 go.
Listening to the go-go sound of All American Radio, WIBG, with music, fun, and entertainment. This is the pace of a modern America, a working America, a fun-loving America, and the combination is complete. You, the music, and WIBG.
Go, go, go.
More music.
Crazy tune from my very special guest, little Anthony, along with the Imperials right here on WIBG. And Anthony, I won't even ask you about that tune because I know it's not one of your favorites. Anthony, after Shimmy, you guys went about 4 years without having a top 20 hit. And then in 1964, you hooked up with Teddy Randazza and Don Costa. Can you tell us just a little bit about that time period?
Yeah, I always like that when we talk about Don Costa, the producer who did so much with Sinatra and all these wonderful people, and Tony Bennett and Teddy Randazzo, who wrote all those wonderful songs like Outside Looking In, Hurt So Bad, and Going Out of My Head, Take Me Back. That, for me, and I can only speak for me, was probably my... It's like going to college. That was the beginning of me understanding what my instrument was. And you notice I say instrument when I talk about my voice because it really is an instrument. It's part of the orchestra, really. And I think they gave me a sort of an understanding of about myself as a singer, that I couldn't even buy that sort of the advice that they gave me and the instructions that they gave me. It took me personally from where I was, really a doo-wop singer, I mean, you know, into another realm. And it also did that with the group, because then it challenged us and the singers and the background singers and all the guys in the group to hit harmonies and changes and things that we really didn't do. We really didn't do. We did it somewhat. We were prepared for it because we did a lot of stuff prior to that in the mountains, and we did a lot of stuff in, you know, Catskill Mountains, and we had a lot of experience there. But it seemed to work well when we got with Teddy Randazzo to begin to really understand what they were trying to say in the music. So that particular time of our career, to me, was probably the biggest growth you can possibly have. And if anything that we are because of that era. You know, oftentimes I don't like to seem like I'm being sarcastic, and it's not always easy for me. But when I say, oh, I don't want to talk about something or those days, because I don't relate to it in the beginning as much as a lot of people and listeners do with Tears My Pillow and Shimmy and all of that. I relate more to this period with Teddy Randazzo and Don Costa, because it was so overwhelming what we learned that it makes everything pale prior to that. And I know the audience out there doesn't, they don't understand that, but we do. And I'm just trying to get that point over that that was the most interesting time, the most creative time you can possibly be in.
Well, guys, what do you say we give a listen to that first top 20 hit that you had with Teddy and Don? I'm on the outside looking in right here on WIBG. Little Anthony and the Imperials right here on WIBG, and we'll be back with more of Anthony and the guys right after this.